Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2015. We're here just outside of the Illusione booth. I'm here with Dion, and we're going to talk about some of the new stuff. Dion, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Really do appreciate it.
No worries, man. My pleasure.
So how's everything going at the show so far?
It's going well, man. I love New Orleans. It's probably one of my favorite cities in the world, obviously for the food, for the culture. I really, really look forward to coming here. It's one of my favorite times.
When you talk about the food, what specifically do you look forward to?
You know, it's just the Cajun Creole, the mix of French, the technical aspects of it. I mean, you can be down and dirty with great things just like po' boys or muffalettas. Sorry, didn't mean to butcher it. All the way up to like real technical dishes that have Creole influence, but are done in a technical, legitimate French way that are just phenomenal. There's really few better places, I would imagine, in the world that can do what New Orleans does food wise.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We stopped at a place called Felix's and got the charbroiled oysters, char grilled.
Yeah.
Have you had those?
I've had probably a version of it. You know, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. We bought a plate of them for the table and they were just gone in a few minutes.
They were great.
So. We'll get back to cigars now. So tell us what's new and what's hot at the show.
A couple new things. I didn't release any new lines, per se. Fumé de Amour did great last year, and I'm not one to throw new things on top of other cigars that are getting legs in the industry. It's more pressure on me. It's more pressure on retailers. Shelf space is limited for them, and I know that they're in a very stressful position when they want to bring in something new, but they just don't have the room for it. Being in the retail business for 25 years, it's really my first focus to create core lines for retailers so that they have the best legs and the best survival rate in the market. So I think the Fumé de Amour, it took me almost or just a little over 3 years to release, and when I release something, I want to make sure that it has the best possible chance of success in the market. And I think it went really well with Fumé de Amour. So next year's my 10th anniversary. We'll be doing some different things next year,
fun stuff.
Yeah, I'll be able to get really creative, and I'll probably be very. I don't know how you want to say, I'll do some things that will hopefully be to everybody's liking.
Very cool. Yeah, the Fumé de Amour was wildly successful last year. Everybody on Cigar Federation who smoked it loved it, raved about it. That's one of those cigars that people keep talking about. And it was in such a great price point that it wasn't, you know, you have to take out a second mortgage to pick up a box or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's striving for that. There are very, very few people in the industry that can actually produce a cigar, both quality and quantity, even more so in the price range. I mean, everybody's striving to be that $20, $25, $30 Padron or the Davidoff or whatever. But, you know, nobody works tobacco like Padron, and nobody markets cigars like Davidoff. So I stick with what I know how to do. I work on smaller margins, but the quality of tobacco that I actually have access to through Eduardo and his farms, it just puts me in a really advantageous position in that basically 70 to 80% of my time down in Nicaragua is just going through the pilones as stuff comes out from the various farms, setting things aside and proofing it as it goes through the fermentation process. And again, it's really advantageous for me, because if you don't control the tobacco, you don't control the quality and the consistency.
Quality, I mean, that's what you guys are built on. Everybody knows the quality, and everything with Illusione is so consistent. Now, it's interesting. You said that you don't want to keep putting out new releases just for the sake of that. You don't feel the pressure to have something new at the show every year?
Well, there's always pressure. I mean, years ago, companies like CAO, they were really the first ones to legitimately and literally come out with a cigar every year. So, you know, back in the mid to late 90s, it was always, oh, can't wait to see what CAO does. But they kind of raised the bar to that whole, fervor.
Sure.
Into new things. But again, it puts pressure on the retailer, because you go from six facings to 12 facings, to 18 facings, and then pretty soon, and it's good, it's great for the manufacturer to have such a large footprint, but retailers, you get to a point, the retailers are like, enough is enough, I have to stop, I have to sell what sells. And again, with making Illusione cigars, we really, really concentrate on being a core line in shops. Core line meaning when you go in and you purchase cigars, when you ask the retailer, you know, what are your, say, 10 most popular cigars, if it's Fuente, Padron, Tatuai, hopefully Illusione is in that rotation or in their core lines that they can go to as a retailer and suggest to their end user to achieve that goal, not only for them and for us. So for me, that means a lot of restraint and not wanting to come out, because having access to all that tobacco is really exciting, in that you could put so many things together, nuances and flavors and dynamics of Nicaraguan tobacco, but at the same time you kind of pull in the reins and think of the retailer and give respect to the brand that you just released too, to let it come to fruition. You know, so you're not throwing substandard product on top of excellent product and burying it, and all of a sudden it's chaos. So
That's a refreshing attitude, really, in this industry that you can see. And I don't want to say saturated, because it's not really maybe the right term, but there's a lot of great cigars out there. Sometimes, like you said, the Fumé de Amor, you brought that out last year. It was a great cigar. It had a lot of success. Let it build upon that.
Yeah. So on that note, Fumé de Amor, what we did was we released a Lancero this year. And arguably, I would say everybody, because everybody's moving to 660s, 7x70s, 8x80s, whatever it is. I think over the years, I've been known, as well as a few other guys here as well, for more traditional sizes. I do sell a ton of Lanceros, even though relatively in the market, it may not be that many, but it garners a lot of attention. And that's kind of, I think, where really like guys like myself and, you know, guys like Pete Johnson really shine, is in the smaller ring gauges, because we can really get down to that one specific tobacco and flavor that we like and feature it.
Absolutely. That's awesome. The new Lancero, so you guys are going to want to check that out. Dion, thank you so much. I could sit here and talk to you for hours, but I know you got to go. So thank you so much for taking the time.
No worries.
Really do appreciate it.
You got it.
Guys, thanks for checking out all of our coverage on CigarFederation.com.